CBA Mobile.
We're CBA Mobile, KN4 VWA.
Well, Mr. Steve, how are you doing? Did you get anything done with those, what do you call them things anyway? Those steel rods that you bought?
KN4 VWA. No, I did not. Just about pulled into the house, it started raining. Doesn't it sound nice? Well, listen, I'm definitely going over to the wireman in the morning. I'll come down and pick you up if you want to go. I think you'd find it real interesting as to where these folks are.
What time you talking about?
You conscious to go out the door by about 9:30?
I've been getting up around 7, 8, depending on when my grandson wakes me up. Yeah, that'll be fine. 9:30.
All right. I tell you what, you need to do me a big favor. How about texting me your address, please, sir?
I'll do that as soon as I get home.
Don't you oversleep on me there, Sleeping Beauty. I have to come and beat on your door and go, get out of bed!
Beating on my door because I got an 8-month pregnant daughter. I don't want anything like that sending her into labor.
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't want to be taking the blame for anything like that. I'm glad you said something. I tell you what. When I pull up in the driveway tomorrow, oh goodness, I'm sleepy. When I pull up in the driveway tomorrow, I'll just text you and let you know I'm out there. I won't even blow the horn.
What do you
mean? All right. Well, I'm just going home from my classes. Are you going home from tennis?
I played a clinic from 6 to 7, and then I played league doubles from 7 to 8:30.
All right. Well, keep them knees up, bud. You don't want to wind up like me. Oh, I tell you what. Getting this rain and in the cold, and even my left one still bothers me a little bit.
Imagine so. I hear a lot of people that have any kind of joint surgery. It still bothers them. You know, when it's humid, they can tell you when it's getting ready to rain.
Yep, it ain't no fun. Well, you gonna check into the net tonight?
No, I'm gonna go in and spend some time with my wife. We have our little ritual. And I haven't seen her all day, so I'm going to spend a few minutes with her, and I'm going to hit the sack.
I don't blame you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home and drag Mama off to bed about 9:15, 9:30, just as soon as I don't know, I may not even hit the net tonight, but it's 20 minutes away. I may still hit it, but if I do, but 10 minutes after that, my eyelids are going to be shut.
Well, my grandson gets up pretty early, and sometimes as early as 5, but I think they try to keep him quiet, but usually around 7 o'clock, I start hearing him, and he'll come knock on my door. So, you know, you just never know what to expect from that guy.
You love them to death. They're a blast, aren't they?
You trade them for anything. I'll tell you what. And in fact, I had both of them over there this afternoon for a little while.
Well, let me tell you how I got woke up the last time my granddaughter was over. You know, I had that big, long Fu Manchu mustache all the way down to my neck just about. Well, just about 6 o'clock in the morning, my 3.5-year-old granddaughter kind of rolls up over on top of me and starts playing with that mustache, going, "Wake up, Pop Pop." Mustache. Oh, boy. Tell you what. Wrap me around her little finger.
It's kind of like, you know, my daughters, you know, they were the same way, so. Even now that they're grown, they're still the same way.
I really appreciate my daughter, but I tell you what, she's a money pit. I mean, she is a financial drain with this wedding going on. I tell you what, that's something else. I tell you, weddings are a scam, baby.
I'm trying to buy parts for a motorcycle. Everything's expensive. When you mention wedding, they go, "Oh yeah, wedding. Oh, that's the magic word. Oh yeah, well now, you know, it's kind of like I remember going to the Southern Baptist Convention one time. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. This was back in the 80s. And the guy, we went to park, and it was $10 back then. Of course, that was outrageous. And in 86, and we said, "We're with the convention. Do we get a discount?" He said, "You're with the convention? Oh, well, then it's $20.
Surprised one bit. Not one bit, Bo, I tell you. Hey, did you hear about the United Methodist Church about to split?
No, I'm not surprised. There's just so much, so much turmoil in a lot of the denominations.
They're going to be coming up on a final vote on the split here. I think it's in either March or April, and they're going their own ways over the gay issue and, you know, the church doctrine.
Gonna do what they're gonna do. Oh well, listen, let me jump out of here. I just realized I got to pick something up at Walmart before I go home, and I'm pulling in the parking space here. If I don't come home with this particular item, it won't be a pretty sight. So I'll talk to you later. KB4CBA.
I'll see you between 9:15 and 9:30 in the morning, bud. Don't forget to do the address text. So, Sunny Threes, KB4CBA, this is KN4VWA. Clear?
Oh, yeah, I'll send it right now. KB4CBA.
Okay, T4RHF, can I interject something there? I just heard y'all talk about kids and grandkids waking you up. I had one time. I woke up one morning when my boy was about 4 years old. Something knocked me clear off the bed and knocked me out. And the last thing I remember seeing, I sat up in bed and I saw the word Tonka as it came at me.
Well, just be glad that wasn't in the 60s. It would have been metal.
It was one of my old ones, and yes, it was. He came running in there, overhanded it straight at my face, and goes, "Hey, Daddy, look, whack."
At least it accomplished what he wanted it to.
I'll tell you what, it got my attention. K4RHF, y'all have a good one.
K4RHF, hey, listen to this one, bud. We used to have a basement in our house, and I finished off part of the basement. And my son, when he was 4 or 5, used to love to sneak down and climb up the back of the sofa and do a kamikaze dive right down on the Pop's belly. And you do know that them little knees have automatic direction finding targeting for a certain part of the body. And, oh my God, that kid, he just about killed me about 3 or 4 different times.
Flight to the, they'll about put you in the hospital. Anyway, y'all have a good one. I just wanted to interject that a little bit. I always thought that was kind of funny. I woke up, opened my eyes, and Tonka, whack. So that was one of my good painful little lessons there. Y'all have a good one. Keep all right, Jeff.
Jeff, have a good evening, and remember, you can't shoot them or eat them either. Have a good evening. 73's KN4 VWA, clear.
W for FCM.